Blog Talk Radio.
Some on your head today. It's about that time for us to actually go in on our topics, our relationship truth, what we try to deliver to the people every single week. This is what we deliver every single week. What's going on? How's your week been so far? Talk to me and let me know, right? When we come back, we're going to skip the relationship truth of the week because I got something else I need to read to you. I got something else I need to share. It's going down right here on the Real Relationship Talk Show. Only on Dollhouse Radio. Now, today our topic is going to be, she wants my man. She wants my man. How many of you have ever been in a situation where someone was plotting to take your man, right? It's time for us to go in on that topic. And we'll be back fast so you can say cat in the hat, because, of course, we got to pay some bills up front. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm Kenny Talk. Sit tight. Don't go nowhere. It's about to go down.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Chopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got eight figures. But at GDP, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I've been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some here and over for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. Chop, 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 chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real tough right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram. I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now.
Right now.
24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying pay. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch.
Hands up, 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 hands up.
All day, nigga.
I took a young sweetbread and I reached into my shirt. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed.
Kill up, kill up, kill up.
Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Ladies and gentlemen,
party people
so
in the house.
Real relationship talk show, right? And I am Kenny talking. I know y'all been waiting on this show. I've been getting a lot of feedback from it online because, of course, I put out a question that I posed to everyone. And we're going to get to that question a little bit later. But today's topic is she wants my man. Okay? She's plotting on my man. But first, I got to read to you guys a little something. All the people that know about old school, y'all gonna feel this one. Here we go. This is a letter or a song. Hello, may I speak to Barbara? Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. soul, woman to woman. I don't think it's being any more than fair to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I know how you're going to take this. Whether you be cool or come out of the bag on me, see, it really doesn't make any difference. But, but it's only fair that I let you know that that man you're in love with, he's mine. He is mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, haha, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you ever been in love, then you know how I feel. And woman to woman, now, if you're wearing my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? I'm gonna stop right there. Now, Kenny Talk, why in the world would you read this? I mean, think about it. Today's topic, I should have called it woman to woman. Woman to woman. But guess what? I wanted to call it she wants my man for this particular reason. This is two women having a conversation about a guy. And the reason why I want to read this first and foremost is because it's a relatable situation. As a woman, I know a lot of you guys, have been in a situation to where you wanted to confront the person that was making attempts at the person that you were in love with. You wanted to confront the person that was doing something on the low behind your back, trying to take the person that you have went through a lot with, that you've loved for so long. So I wanted to read that first to kind of set everything up to let you guys know where we're going. First part of the show, what we are going to discuss. We're going to discuss, number one, why they call it mate poaching. Why does this actually happen? After we talk about the why, it's going to be time to jump into ways to tell that this is actually happening. Okay? On part two of the show today, it's all gonna be one show. The third part of the show, what do you do? As simple as that. But you know, this is real topics, real talk, real solutions. The Real Relationship Talk Show. So if you're just joining us, we are discussing She Wants My Man on Dollhouse Radio. Remember, if you want to speak on it, 646-595-4038. Or if you're on Facebook, like a lot of you guys are, I see you're already tuned in. I see you already sending me messages, and I'm going to read them. I'm going to get to them, I promise you. And that's Kenny Talk Experience. Add us on Facebook, Kenny Talk _ on Instagram, Kenny Talk @ Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter. So make sure you actually, hey, put us down. If you got a nice blog site that you run to talk about relationships, you know, send it to me so I can actually jump in on the conversation, because I love what I do. Let's jump in. It's about that time. So we first and foremost, it's called mate poaching. Okay? We're going to start from the perspective of why. Why does this happen from a perspective of on the outside of your relationship? If you're a young lady, you're dating someone, you're in a committed relationship with them, right? You're in a committed relationship with them. You're loving them. Everything is beautiful. Somebody's on the outside poaching on your man. Someone see your man and they like what they see. They make attempts. So why does this actually happen? How do y'all think that happens? Well, here are some of the reasons that actually is fine. A lot of surveys have been done on this. And I'm going to break it down to you. I'm going to speak on each one. On the first one, they said that there is a belief. There is a known factor when it comes to the way a woman thinks. Women feel that all the good men are taken or married. How many of y'all believe that? How many of you guys actually believe that, guess what, when it comes to trying to find a good man, right, How many of y'all believe that all of them are taken? Quite a few. So, if you feel that all the good men are taken, then it only makes sense for you to try to get you a man that's already taken. But that's how you find you a good one. Let's expound on that a little bit. Why do women think that all good men are taken? Let's expound on it. I'm going to go to Facebook real quick. Thanks for writing in. I appreciate you. Okay, one of our Facebook friends let us know that they feel that all the good men are taken. And here's the reason why. When it comes to being on the dating scene, you want a guy who's focused on relationships and being in a relationship is his goal. With the amount of women that are out there looking for relationships, wanting to get into relationships, it's quite easy for a man to do nowadays. So if any man out there that matures and gets to the point, this is what she says, if any man out there that matures and gets to the point to where he wants to settle down and find a good woman to be with, he's going to be snatched off the market quickly. So that's the reason why we feel that all of the good men are taken. That's what she said. Let's talk about it. Well, when you speak about, you want to talk about the type of guy that's ready to settle down, this is where the problem comes in at. The reason why this actually happened, still on the why, hey, poking at me, is when you meet a guy that says he's ready for a relationship, or you meet a guy that says he's in a relationship, you really have to watch his behaviors. Because a lot of guys say that because they know that's what women want to hear. Guys want you to believe that that's what they are about. And if you believe that that's what they are about, then you're going to pretty much do what you can to try to get them in a relationship with you. Once you get this person in a relationship with you, in comes the poaching. See, you've just gotten into a relationship with a guy who knew how to walk the walk and talk the talk, but really wasn't ready for a relationship. So he has this persona. Let's see if he's an attractive guy that women are still going to see. And number one, if he tells a young lady that wants to, you know, meet him or wants to talk to him or strikes up a conversation, then yeah, you know, I'm in a relationship. I think the average woman thinks that's so beautiful. Because they know the average guy will lie and say, I'm not in a relationship just to get the number to have sex with. So, women fall for the honesty is the reason that I want to touch on. Women fall for that honesty. Wow. He came right out and said, yes, I'm involved with a beautiful young lady and she means so much to me or what have you. This beautiful young lady is the reason I get up every morning to go be, you know, some corny shit. You know how we do. But at the end of the day, that's an attractive thing, that honesty. Hey, I'm involved with someone. So now what do you have? You have a young lady that's looking at this guy that's attractive. She's looking at this guy. Yeah. She's saying to herself, he's major attractive. He's actually involved with someone. He's very respectful, very polite. He's well-spoken, dressed nice. He's about his business. Wow. What part of his relationship? What part of his relationship that he's currently in, he might be lacking? I got to look at myself. Now I'm speaking from a woman's perspective. Women look at themselves from the perspective of they know they're attractive. Oh, an attractive woman has power. So she'll automatically start to utilize that just to see how far she can get. Now, a guy that's 100% physical when it comes to what he sees and what he actually wants, it's all she has to see is him take some small interest in the way she looks and how friendly she is. The fact that they work together and they got this in common, or they got anything in common, it's a doorway open for the poacher. The woman on the outside looks at your man and says that if he shows the least bit of interest, if he don't send me on my way and shut me down right at that particular point, then there might be a chance. So the only thing they do, they play their cards and see where things fall. Ladies, if you have someone, if someone doing this to your man, this is how it actually begins, and I need you to understand that before you blow a gasket. Fellas, I need you to understand. Need you to understand this, man. When you show any bit of interest, the doorway is open. Or if you give any leeway, they're gonna take that leeway. A woman will take that leeway. And if you notice, I'm only speaking about the woman right now, but women, we are not leaving guys out. We're not. All right? So that's where the poaching starts from that perspective. What else? All right. When a guy is already involved in a relationship, when he's already married, he's already engaged, see, women look at this on the outside looking in, look at this as, it's like a trait or a characteristic, right, that you will commit. You are the committing type. If a woman can get you and treat you right, you will commit to them. That's what they know. You will commit to them. So they feel like the only thing they have to do is be that for you, and they can get you to commit him. The reason why this is all possible, ladies, the reason why this is all possible is because with that song Lil Wayne made, I think a lot of women get comfortable once they get that commitment. A lot of women work hard to make it convenient for a man to love them and commit to them. And once that does happen, women revert back to their comfort zone, and you become the difficult person that you really are to get along with, right? So if you become the difficult person to get along with, you leave a doorway open for another woman to come in and be not so difficult, and it'll be like a breath of fresh air to be around that person. Now, I know, don't get me wrong, it sounds hurtful, but on a Real Relationship Talk Show, we're going to tell it to you real. We're going to give it to you real. And the real aspect of it is that if it's difficult and frustrating to be around you, that's all another woman have to be is the opposite. And guess what? Being around them will be much more fun. It'll be fun. It'll be more fun than being around you. So before I get off work, you come home, oh, difficult you. Because you slip back into your comfort zone. You're not about making it convenient for me anymore, because I've already made a commitment. See, when a guy makes a commitment, regardless of what, the woman thinks to hold him accountable for it because he made that commitment. But women, you guys have to look at it like this. You guys have to look at it like, if this guy committed to me, he committed to me for a reason. He committed to me because I did things a certain way to make it easy for him to love me. He committed to me because of the way I treated him, right? He committed to me because I always went above and beyond. We need you ladies to understand that when you stop doing that and the guy starts to drift away, you holding him accountable for the fact that he made a commitment is not going to be enough to make him not continue to drift away. You got to go back to being who you were when you first met him, when you were trying to hook him, when you were trying to secure this guy, to get this commitment out of him. I don't know, I'm keeping it real. Y'all do a lot, right? Y'all do a whole lot. you don't use that commitment to hold him accountable. That's what I'm saying. That's the point I want to make. All right. Also, here's another reason why women can tell when a man is vulnerable. Women can tell when he's unhappy. Right? Women can tell how to look in a guy's eyes when you see another beautiful woman and things may not be right. Now, don't get me wrong. Let's look in our eyes, ladies, up front. 99% of the time is 100% sexual. Right? But women know that. That's why if you go on a lot of these ladies' Instagram accounts, you see some of the most sexiest, prettiest pictures that you want to see. Because a woman likes to be... She likes her beauty to be acknowledged. If you disagree with me, hit me on Facebook right now as a woman. If you disagree with the fact that you want your beauty to be acknowledged, hit me up. Hit me up right now. 646-595-4038. And the phone better not ring, because that's why. Y'all know I'm telling the truth on that one. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. It's the real deal. We got to make sure that we accept this up front as women, that guess what? We want our beauty to be acknowledged. So a woman on the outside that's poaching on your man won't care if he only wants her for sex. Okay, that's fine. Because once she opens that door and your man walks through it, she's going to do whatever she can to ensure that when he walks out it, when he's at home with you at night, guess what? He's thinking about her. Whether it's something that she did sexually, whether it's the way she made him feel while he was over her house, whatever. She fed him. She gave him something to drink. She served him. She took care of him sexually. She want him to walk away thinking about her, so that there may be another chance for her to get him back in the same predicament. But if she get him, and if the guy comes back in the same predicament again, guess what? Woman on the outside poaching is winning. And that's the honest truth. So that's going to be a little bit, I know there are more reasons, but those are the only ones I'm going to touch on when it comes to why. Now we're going to focus on ways to tell. All right. I pulled up a survey that was done on ways to tell that someone you know wants your man. It says, number one, she wants to be his friend more than she wants to be your friend, somebody that you might know. She constantly is complimenting him. Another one is the woman on the outside tries to get too friendly with you. That's what it says. All right. The woman that they're speaking of, that's in question, is social media buddies. They always liking each other's pictures and commenting on each other. Next, late night calls and texts on the friend tip. Finding reasons to need him. Finding reasons to just have physical contact. She does any and everything for him to be touchy-feely. She befriends his friends, people that he knows. His shoulder to cry on or lean on. So whenever he's going through something tough with you, he go talk to her. And she's always available. Those are the ones that we're going to touch on. That's about it. Well, when you think about this, I say to myself, all of this is some paranoid shit. And now, excuse my French. It's a bunch of paranoid stuff. And when you think about it, all of the reasons that they're looking at kind of points to you focusing on this female more so than focusing on your man. Now, the question that I put on Facebook, it was, have you ever been in a situation where a woman was trying to steal your man? How did it make you feel, and what exactly did you do? I'm going to read what happened after the break, because we're going to take a break here shortly. But I need everybody to understand, when you're at the point where you have identified that this is the case, the person you need to be focusing on is your man. Because what makes him so available, or seems so available to this person, that they're making these attempts? Okay? Fellas, why do you make yourself available? Why do you entertain? Okay? Why do you entertain some of the things that the women say on the outside if you've made a commitment to someone else? Now, a woman, she may be gorgeous, she may be nice looking or what have you, and she come up with all that friendly talk, and you know what you do? You bite. You give her some more friendly talk. Why? Because she's super hot, right? What guy, I don't care if he's married, I don't care if he's engaged, I don't care if he's in a committed relationship, I don't care if he's dating someone. What guy wouldn't want to have a great conversation with a super attractive woman, a super sexy woman that's showing him interest? That's complimenting him. It's too easy, right? It is too easy, and we need everybody to understand that, right? When we come back from the break, we're going to read the Keeping It Real letter. We're going to jump into some more facts about ways to tell and the way guys act. We're going to break it down and start talking about guys that have other guys trying to get at their woman, because it's all the same. We got to discuss it on the Real Relationship Talk Show, everybody. And also, we're going to come with the final thought. And the final thought is an entertaining little bit of spoken word that I put together for those that are just joining us at the end of the show to kind of sum everything up. For those that are just joining us, we are discussing She Wants My Man, and we've discussed the whys behind it, and we've also discussed some of the things to look for to determine if that is the case, right? We're going to go a little bit more into depth about this when we come back from break, all right? It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. My name is Kenny Talk, and we do this every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And remember, if the person that you want to listen to the show missed it, you can tell them to just go on our page and actually just click on the link, and they'll be able to listen to this show anytime they want. You can go back and listen to it if you want to pretty much soak up a little bit of game. But right now, we'll be back fast, and you can say Cat in the Hat with the Keeping It Real letter. Let's jump in.
Sideways, make it in the air. Let's move it sideways, make it in the air. Let's move it sideways, make it in the air. Show the sideways, make it in the air.
Don't care.
I know you care.
Clap, 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 like you don't care.
I know you care.
Clap, 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 like you don't care. bikini, la pego vida de chiqui, never see the edge of gingy. Sweating on my blowout, sweating on my prestige, trick about to go off. Mad cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you. I'm fresher than you. Fresher than you. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm Kenny Talk, and I am back. It's about that time for us to do what we do best. We're going to jump right into the Keeping It Real letter. Now, the Keeping It Real letter, it was actually inbox, but it is, I don't know where the person is from. But we're going to read it, and we're going to show them some love, right? We're going to show them some love. What we do is we just read a little bit of the information that they've actually given us, and we keep – and they – and when they ask us to keep it real on their situation, right? I don't mind doing that, and you guys can do the same. You know, you can chime in if you like. You can actually hit us up, 646-595-4038, if you want to comment. Or, you know what you do? Hit me up like you do. Facebook. With us. All right. We're keeping it real, and it goes as follows. Can it talk? Trust in the fact that, okay, if this guy loves me, mind to trust that. Trust and believe what you want at this particular point. If you do feel that, guess what? When it comes to trust, betraying the trust, you should be able to do that with your guy, and that's the bottom line. Okay, if that's what you feel, I support that, right? But on the Real Relationship Talk Show, we're going to give you the truth, and that's what we do. Don't be stupid. If your man, you and your man have a strong between you guys, you want to make sure that a hot little sexy young kid is not enough in between for you have. Because I need you to know, ladies, there is always gonna be another hot chick. There is always gonna be a more attractive guy. There's always gonna be a guy that's more successful than you that she might run into. That's just how I go. Don't be stupid. I'm keeping it real. Alright. Let me say this. We gotta go now for the question that I posed on Facebook. I asked, if you have ever experienced having another female plot to take your man, how did it make you feel? What did you do? Now, out of all of this information that I got an overwhelming response. And I want to thank everybody from all the group that jumped down on it with any thought. People were, the women didn't as to how it made them. Why did you not answer the part about how did it make you feel? Straight to what you did. But I guess at the end of the day, if I look at the way what you did, that'll show you how you felt. I guess. But overwhelmingly, what we got from the question is, if a man wants to leave, gonna leave anyway. That's what we got. It's a true statement. This is vice versa. Tom said that they reached out to the person. I'm in the woman. Like we read earlier. Tom even said that their husband or their mate were honest enough for him to tell them that the young lady was trying to cope. And I said it, old ladies, if you went and told your wife that another chick was trying to get at you, she must have been ugly. Nah, I'm just playing. But if you got a guy that came to you, that come to you and tell you that, it's right. But for the most part, this is where we have it. For the most part, they're not speaking on how they felt, they only spoke on what they did. Overwhelmingly as well, we got that the woman is potion and the guy is not doing anything about it. I walked away. That's what I did. We left it away. You know what that goes to show? That goes to show that at the end of the day, a lot of people are that solution. Let me show you what they want. They want to be able to be who they are, continue being who they are, and doing things the way they want to do them. Right. And get the results that they actually want to get. And that's just not real. If you want to get different results, if every guy that you date, or if you call yourself getting a commitment with, you deal with a woman on the outside poaching, or somebody actually still trying to steal him away from you, and you walk away, it's like you're not learning anything from the situation. You're not learning anything from the situation. You may be walking away from some pretty good situations because you're not willing to analyze the situation. That leads me to here. What to do? We talked about whys. We talked about ways to tell. Now we're going to go with what to do. I'm going to let y'all tell me. I got some stuff over here. Real relationship talk show. You know we got some stuff. But what would you do? I'm sorry, what to do? Well, if you don't give a damn about trying to save the relationship, do what a lot of the women said that they responded to the question. Leave it up to the guy and just walk away. Or you can do nothing at all. Or you can observe the man instead of observing the woman. Don't be paranoid trying to watch women. Don't be paranoid trying to, you know, access his social media passwords to see what he's saying. Let that be his own private world. But what's the biggest thing that we have to analyze is the respect that that man has for you, right? Or that person has for you for the most part. That type of respect, right? Observe the type of relationship that you guys have. Observe your man. Going back to the point, if you feel like a hot piece of ass can lure your man away from you, then what you have is not real. It's not secure. Right? If you're a guy and that's all it takes is a hot piece of butt to make you say, all right, I'm leaving my woman. And you know what? Good for the woman. That's just keeping it real. All right. We talked about this in one of our older shows. Bring to the table what he values and less of what you value. This is the reason why. It's because we start off, well, women start off giving and giving and giving and giving and giving so much. Women start off doing this to attract a guy, and a guy looks like, look at him like, okay, I can really deal with a chick like this because she gives. But then you get to the point to where that starts to change, or that starts to decrease, or you start to give what you feel that your lover wants and needs, or what he should value. And when he don't do that, it leaves an opening for another woman to come in, observe this guy in a simple conversation, and give him what he values. Alright. Make sure the commitment that you get in is initiated by them, not you. So many commitments happen because women draw the line in the sand. So many commitments happen because women go to looking at their watches and saying, all right, now we've been playing around for a while. It's either we going to commit, or you going to commit to me, or I'm out. You know the guy don't want that. I don't want to hurt your feelings. So he do what he feels is right to make you happy, even when it comes down to marriage. Me and some friends was talking about that today. I heard a guy say that he wanted to marry the woman that he was with because she deserved it. He wanted to marry her because, you know what, he really wanted to show her just how much that he appreciated. No, man, you don't have to marry her to do that, right? And when you talk about she deserved it, what about you? You're going into this situation 100% for the woman. So therefore, when you revert back to who you really are, guess what starts to happen? You get away from it. All right. If you see something she is not doing if you see something that the person that's trying to poach on your man is doing, I mean, it may sound crazy, but hell, take notes. You know, think about it. I'm not saying implement it the same way that she might do it or come straight out and let the man know that's what you're trying to do. No, be slick with it. You got to bring to the table what your man values, right? If you feel like a hot piece of ass can take your man away, then that ain't the man for you, baby. And I'm just keeping it real. That's the Real Relationship Talk Show for today. Now, from a guy perspective, we got a lot of, I'm not going to even go there. We're going to jump right into, guess what, to keep it real, because you know what that is? That's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother topic, and I appreciate everybody for listening, right? So this is about that time for, guess what? It's time for what we like to call the final thought. And what is the final thought? Joining. Remember to follow Dollhouse_Radio at Dollhouse_Radio on Twitter. A lot of great shows. Final thought goes as follows. A little bit of spoken word that I put together over this smooth, relaxing play. Okay, the final thought is follows. The ultimate form of disrespect.
Be back. Have a great weekend and be safe.